The Mount Greylock Regional School Parent Teacher Organization and the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition are hosting a forum on preventing substance use among young people. Wendy Penner is NBCC's Director of Prevention Programs.
There's really clear and compelling evidence that the earlier you start drinking alcohol, the more likely you are to develop a substance abuse dependency and to experiment with illegal drugs. So really, by focusing on preventing substance use by youth, we can solve, the addiction problem by preventing it from ever happening.
The panel is part of an initiative funded by a $100,000 Massachusetts Department of Public Health grant aimed at reducing underage drinking. As much as opioid abuse has been a national topic in recent years, Penner says there aren't many resources in rural Berkshire County to address youth substance abuse. Options like recovery high schools are typically available in centrally populated areas.
The whole philosophy of the Department of Public Health in awarding these funds to clusters of communities to prevent youth substance abuse, it's really not about creating interventions as much as it is about educating and empowering all the adults in the community, whether it's teachers, law enforcement, healthcare providers, business owners, faith community leaders, to understand what are the risk factors that our youth face and, what do they need to support them around making healthy decisions.
Berkshire District Attorney David Capeless and the Breen Center's Dr. Jennifer Michaels will join area educators and law enforcement members on the panel. Penner says Capeless, who has been vocal about the need to curb the opioid crisis, will likely discuss social hosting laws and how parents may be held legally liable if minors use substances in their homes. The Democrat says part of the problem is the increased amount of prescription opioids in circulation.
Because of the large amount is there, there is the temptation and eventually the reality for other people to eventually become addicted to it.
Mount Greylock Regional School Assistant Principal Jacob Schutz is also part of the panel. He says he will explain how school administration takes a holistic approach to student health, including having a substance abuse counselor from the Breen Center come to the school on a weekly basis.
So I always build that into our consequences because, I don't think if someone does something and violates a rule that has to do with substance abuse, simply suspending them and kicking them out of school isn't going to solve the problem.
Schutz says students, parents, and teachers can refer a student to the counselor. Students can also self-refer. NBCC surveys show area youth think adults expect young people to experiment with alcohol and other substances like marijuana, believing they aren't harmful.
I think that's a good question to ask ourselves. We know why, based on that survey, are our students suggesting that the community doesn't feel that their risky behaviors are actually risky behaviors.
Overall, Penner says the opioid crisis hasn't hit Berkshire area high schools, but it is impacting people in their 20s.
If youth don't start experimenting with drugs until they're in their 20s, they're much less likely to ever develop a substance use disorder, to become an addict, to overdose, or to die from drug addiction.
The 6 p.m. event is free and open to the public. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.